Blog Talk Radio.
At night, everybody. My name is Shalia.
What's good? I'm Jordan.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Ambria.
And we are the Innovation Crew. And I am so happy, you guys. Today is day one of Ignite at Night's 12 Days of Christmas. I am so excited. Aren't you guys so excited? It's just It's literally going to be the best time ever. You guys, we have such a great lineup for you beautiful people. We have very, very special guests like Trevor Jackson, TK and Cash. the creators of the new up and coming TV series Urban. Y'all, when I say it's gonna be lit, it is gonna be lit on fire. Yes. That's not the only thing I'm excited about, though. I'm also excited about some of these movies coming out. First, we have In the Heart of the Sea. In 1820, the whaling ship XS sunk when it was brimmed and split in half by a bull sperm whale. It leaves the crip shipwreck at sea for 90 days. After the attack, the crew sails for North America and is forced to resort to cannibalism. Y'all, this is based off a true story, and it's starring Chris Hemsworth and Benjamin Walker, but I don't understand how they do that. You guys, okay, if you guys were down to, like, your life, if something like this happened to y'all, would y'all ever resort to cannibalism? I mean, I think that's so disgusting. I couldn't imagine eating human flesh. What about y'all?
I mean, but how else would you live? Unless you just want to die and be their meal, then that's cool, too.
I mean, but it's like
it.
You're eating.
I'll do it.
You
I'll
look
do
like
it.
You're
I'll,
a good Jordan.
I'll just think about eating chicken or ribs or something.
Right. I'll probably not think about, like, actually doing that, but I'll probably do it because I would rather die. I mean, I would rather live than die.
I mean, you're going to be eating ribs for real because you're going to eat somebody's rib. But come on now. You're going to be eating people, your homeboys, your homegirls. Like, you're going to kill them and who kill who first? Like, uh-uh.
I
don't know what to do.
What if they
die? You do the same. Shalia, don't you eat chicken and ribs and stuff? It's like the same thing.
I mean, they animals.
All right, they got a life too.
I mean, but God said in the Bible we can kill animals to eat them, so, and that's what we do, so I don't see nothing wrong with
technically, we're mammals, so we're technically animals also, so, you can't really say that.
I don't think God was talking about us.
But I'm still saying, you would tell me you would die of starvation than to eat somebody. Boy, I would tear your ribs up like it was no tomorrow.
Okay,
I'm
well,
so real.
Let's hope I'm never around you if that time comes, because I know you're telling the truth. Anyway, another great movie that's coming out is called The Ridiculous Six, and this is one of the four movies that Adam Sandler produced through an exclusive deal with Netflix. So this movie will be released on Netflix. It's about an outlaw who was raised by Native Americans, discovers that he has five half-brothers. Together, the men go on a mission to find and rescue their kidnapped deadbeat dad. And it has an amazing cast, you guys. It's starring Adam Sandler, Taylor Lautner, Terry Crews. A real good cast. I mean, and that's interesting. How would you guys feel if you found out that you had, like, five half-siblings out of nowhere?
That happened to me before, because I remember I was living in Jamaica with my mom, and then, because my dad wasn't in my life for, like, a few years, and then he came back, and then we came to Atlanta, then I found out that I have five half-brothers and sisters, and now it's seven of us, so, but you get used to it. It's not that.
I would be mad.
It was just a lot, you know, but you get used to it.
That's a very interesting situation to be put in. But y'all are all happy and merry, right?
Yeah, something like that. We're living.
That's good enough. That's good enough. Again, The Ridiculous Six will be released on Netflix. So, guys, In the Heart of a Sea, ticket or skip it? I mean, I'll say ticket. It's based off, the crazy thing about this, it's based off a true story, and I would really love to see how that plot unfolds, so I say ticket.
I say ticket.
I say skip it.
I say ticket. All right, well, it looks like we're going to see it, and Chris Hemsworth is very, very handsome for those of you who don't know, so, yes. The Ridiculous Six. Now, this is on Netflix. Now, we all can watch this, even you, Jordan. So, are y'all just going to watch that? I am.
I don't like Netflix. Yeah. I don't like Netflix. So, I ain't going to watch it. I don't go on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, he rather just download stuff, I guess. But everybody else is going to watch this movie, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Girl, that was some dry salad. But anyway, Vanessa, what was going on up in this world?
Okay, so first off, I was reading this, I don't know, it was this article about this guy. I guess he went on a rampage at Planned Parenthood. He said he was fighting for the babies and all the other stuff. He killed 3 people at Planned Parenthood. He was just going off killing people for no apparent reason. Well, he said that he wanted to save the babies and not let anybody die and all that other stuff. Everybody deserves a life. So what do you guys feel about it?
To me, in my point of view, I think people just killing folks just to get on the news nowadays.
Yeah. I feel like that's true as well. Some people do crazy stuff, for real. And yeah, that's another example, you guys, of our discussion topic today where, Donald Trump is trying to do all these things, talking about banning Muslims from entering the United States. But it's terrorists in the United States killing Americans. So to me, that's really like the same thing in a way. But yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit later. Jordan, what's going on in sports?
So y'all probably already know this. LeBron James signed a lifetime deal with Nike.
Oh, I didn't know that. That would be great.
So basically, he set for life.
LeBron. Yeah, you better get that money, LeBron. I know I'll do that. Ambry, what about what's going on in entertainment?
So, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have finally named their baby. They had a boy. And it's funny that his name isn't Southwest, it's Saint West. Even though I still don't like the name, but, hey, better than Southwest.
Wait, repeat that one more time for the audience.
Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, they named their baby, and it's funny that it's not Southwest. It's actually Saint West.
Saint West. Yeah, I heard about that. Saint West. I was like, you guys are literally crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, when them saints go marching in.
All right.
Yeah, they try to be holy to get rid of them Illuminati.
Yeah, that's
what it is.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, all right, Kanye.
Thank you, Slick. Whatever. Anyway, you guys, I have a little juice for y'all today, and it's about one of our most famous love triangles, and I'm not talking about Chris Brown and Karrueche or Kuda Cat, whatever. I'm talking about, y'all probably can guess who. So, I'm going to tell you right after the song, and it looks like this person will not be under the mistletoe. So, here's a quick hint. Here is Justin Bieber, Mistletoe.
Let's go. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming tonight. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know. Thank you. all of our hearts. And it led me to a miracle. Hey, love, don't you buy me nothing.
Don't you buy me nothing.
I am feeling one thing.
Your lips on my lips.
That's a merry, merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets and so much cheer. I should be praying in the winter.
I know.
Under the mistletoe with swings and then sadly, but true. So you guys remember like a few episodes ago when I talked about Selena Gomez being at dinner with One Direction, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been so many questions like, are they together or what? And girl, I bet I found that juice hot. So you guys know Channing Tatum's wife, Jenna Tatum, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had a 35th birthday party last Friday, and apparently there was a hookup between Selena Gomez and Niall. They were both in attendance, and according to Pop Sugar and other sources, they were seen kissing, hugging, and dancing very close to one another. And if that's not enough for you guys, 2 days later, they were spotted at Santa Monica on a date-like outing together, and they also took pictures in the photo booth. So what do you guys think about that? Now do y'all believe it's a little something going on?
I mean, it's clearly not a little something. They're clearly going out. But I'm saying, like, I think that's good for her because everybody was expecting her to just go back to Justin Bieber. Like, no, she moved on with her life. I believe that's good. That's what you get.
I don't believe it.
Why not?
Because
I don't believe it either.
It
why
don't feel
not?
Like
I mean,
Selena Gomez.
No. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's true. I mean, they were both at the
no.
party and yeah.
Purple don't mean
hey.
Look, purple
and
example.
I got a perfect.
They
started out together. Come on now.
I got a perfect example. Everybody thought Travis Scott and Rihanna was going out.
They probably
I mean,
is. Just gonna hook up. You never know.
I do know.
How you know?
Uh-huh.
I know everything. I'm a Rihanna fan.
All right.
We'll see about that. But, yeah, and also, a picture was floating around. Now, this may be Photoshopped, I will say. Of an Instagram account of Disney was asking, oh, guys, which album is better? And it was a comment with Selena Gomez's Instagram saying Made in the AM. And you guys know that Justin Bieber's album and their album released on the same day. And that was the comment. But like I said, it may be Photoshop, which I kind of believe is Photoshop because I don't think she'd do anything like that. She's not that low down.
But, she's not low down at all, actually.
What? I know, she's not low down at all. I'm saying that would be really bad if somebody would do that. But anyway, guys.
Let's get into this discussion topic. I know that we all have heard about what's been going on in the news about Donald Trump saying if he was elected as president that he would ban all Muslims from entering the United States. And the bad thing about it is, guys, y'all know he is the leading candidate in the whole race. And
a lot of people are really supporting him on this, and I thought this was very shocking and sad. So what are you guys' views and opinions on this?
I don't know. I think he do too much.
Yeah, basically that's all it is. I just feel like he's just trying to stir up some drama just so he can get into office because, I don't know, I just feel as if he's being extra.
I mean, do you guys agree that Muslims should be banned from entering the U.S., yes or no?
No.
They shouldn't be banned, but of course certain things must happen due to terrorist attacks. But I don't think they should be banned.
Because, I mean, just like I said, not every Muslim is a terrorist, just like not every African-American is a gangster. So they can't really just label them as terrorists. That's unfair to the other Muslim people that are not doing anything wrong. But then again, you can say, you know, you're trying to protect your country, you don't know, you don't want any uncertainties, but still, you can't just ban them from the whole country altogether. That's not fair.
Yeah, it's not. Jordan, what do you have to say about this? Do you think Muslims should be banned from entering America?
No.
And why do you say that?
Because we go to their country, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will. Especially everybody be going to Duke. Everyone seems to go to Dubai nowadays, so all the black people go there. To me, it feels like a lot of them. We've been seeing Tyrese Wilson, a lot of them going there lately. But yeah, so I honestly don't think they should be banned. Amber, what about you? What do you have to say about this?
I said that I thought he was doing too much and that he shouldn't, because it's going to cause more issues.
And you guys also, do you guys, well, if you're listening, you don't know about this. Like back in the 1940s during the Holocaust, you know, Adolf Hitler, he made the Jewish people wear, you know, the Star of David to identify themselves as Jewish people. And now they're saying that, you know, he would want to do that as well, like identify them as Muslim. And what do you guys think about that? About that whole situation about you having to be identified as Muslim by wearing a symbol. Do you guys think that's fair, right? Or what are your views on that?
Of course, it's not fair to put a label on them like that because, like Vanessa said, all Muslims aren't terrorists. I think that's a form of profiling, too.
Yeah, it is. It is racial profiling.
I don't think that's the solution. And if he thinks that's the solution, then he's stupid. And everybody else that supports him is stupid as well.
Exactly. And not to be funny, but especially African Americans or other minorities, if they're going around supporting him, then what do you think that he's going to do about us?
Mm-hmm. And it's, like I said, it's very sad. He is actually the leading candidate. And it's very, very just sad and intriguing to know a lot of people think this way because, you know, all of us, I know in particular, we know a few Muslims, and they're like really some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And I mean,
yeah,
they don't
true.
Like terrorists just as much as we don't like terrorists, to tell you the truth. And I feel like if so many more terrorists that we have here in America, and most places, I mean, of all races as well, such as, you know, the D.C. sniper, the guy who shot up the church in the movie theater, those are terrorists in their own country. But they won't be identified as that for whatever reason. And I don't think it's right at all. So I know most of us, well, basically all of us don't agree with this message. So do you guys know of any possible solutions they will have for the terrorists? And or what do you guys have any views or thoughts on that? How they can maybe solve this solution since they should definitely not ban all Muslims.
I don't think there is a solution. Because, I mean, really and truly, it's all like a fight for power in a sense.
or something like Powerland, or it's always something related to that. So, I mean, if there is no solution other than to give them what they want, but we can't just do that, because then people get what they want, and then they take that, and then they run with it. Now they want something else. So I don't think it really is a solution.
Yeah. Who knows?
I just say, this is funny. I just thought of something. I know ever since I was little and I watched, I never really watched beauty pageants, but I remember contestants used to hear people say what they want is world peace. And I'm thinking, why does everybody say that? But I think as you get older and you figure out things that are happening, and, you know, a lot of Muslims who want to come over here, they do because it's crazy. You know, in the Middle East, it's so much, it's so many things coming on. Even one of my friends who are Muslim, she said that her school actually had a bomb threat there. And I know that really hit home for her, so I'm like, okay. But I do understand about world peace. I really feel like we need it. It's just, gets the annoying thing about killing. But anyway, the Daily Show host, Trevor Noah, he called, I want to know if y'all agree with this, he called Donald Trump white ISIS. He said, Donald Trump is an extremist leader who came out of nowhere. He's self-financed, recruits through social media, attracts his followers with a radical ideology to take over the world, and is actively trying to promote a war between Islam and the West. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
I do.
Yes, I do. He is, I don't even know where he came from. It was just like, out of nowhere, he was just coming out of his butt with all this stupid stuff. And I was just like, man.
So, yeah, that's Donald Trump's new nickname, Whitefish.
All right.
Seriously. And there's been so many comparisons between him and ISIS, and even him and Adolf Hitler, and they're really accurate when you think about it. So
they really are.
And
I got a question for y'all.
What?
Y'all don't think politics boring? Because I don't pay no attention to it. I think it's boring to me.
I mean, I don't really pay attention, but when it's like really big, then I'll, you know, listen to it. See, politics is really boring. But it's just, some stuff is just too long and too much. But
yeah,
some stuff is actually interesting.
It may be boring, but somehow, some way it's going to affect you. So
yeah, that's
true. You better know what's going on. Yeah, I actually, honestly, I just started getting into politics, I think, during Obama's second run. Because he was running against, you know, Mitt Romney. And I remember Mitt Romney was kind of, you know, get a little above Obama. And then I just took a look at his views, and so much of the stuff that he wanted to do would really affect me in a negative way and affect so many people. Like, even with Obamacare, that's helping millions of people. And just to know the different views of Republicans who want to take stuff like that away, and my grandma who's disabled, and, you know, they want to take benefits away. And I'm sure you guys have heard about the new bill that Congress passed to defund Planned Parenthood, and, you know, that's been a big issue, paid leave. So it's so many things that affects us, and that's why I've really gotten into politics, because it affects a lot of people. And I know Vanessa and Andrea, we know firsthand about, you know, getting them fee waivers to take the SAT at school, so we won't have to pay $50 every time. They can take basically all of that away, so it really does affect you, so you should pay more attention, Jordan.
That's something I would not do.
Well, anyway, to sum it all up, Muslims should not be banned from the United States. I believe that they should allow Syrian refugees to come over because they want to get away from all that. I wouldn't want to be nowhere near around that time. Well, guys, it looks like our live show is up. Thank you guys so much for listening to our live show. Make sure that you check out our podcast to finish hearing the rest of this conversation an hour later. Bye. All right, you guys. So you know that we are going to be doing, counting down the top cover versions of popular Christmas songs. And tomorrow we will be counting down
the top three best cover versions of the legendary song, the Christmas song by Nat King Cole. It is a classic, and this is actually one of the top songs that's been covered of all time. And I can see why it's an amazing song. So here is the Christmas song by Nat King Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, I absolutely love that song. I must say, I think that's the most calmest and soothing Christmas song I've ever heard in my life. Do y'all agree with
yeah.
me? It's just so peaceful. I love it.
It is. It's really smooth. I like it.
Very nice. And you guys, so I want to know what you guys think about this. So a lot of celebrities seem to have been in controversy over the past few days, but I want, what do you guys think about this situation? Chris Brown, he bought a car for a single mom who was a victim of domestic violence and had 3 children. But after he did it, he got backlash from people, like, on Instagram. And I was just so confused. Like, why would they do something like that? And, of course, he replied a positive message saying how he just wanted to help her out, and he hopes
yeah.
those people criticize him and find God. So I'm really confused as to why people will backlash him. I think that's a great thing to do. What are y'all views on that?
I know why they're doing the, you know, saying all that stuff. It's because of the whole him and Rihanna situation. But I'm like, that was like 250 million years ago. Like, can you let
Whoa.
It go? I'm pretty sure most of those people that are talking all that stuff have done worse stuff than what he even did. And he's doing something good to make up for it. Like, he feels bad. He knows women aren't supposed to be treated that way. Everybody has a past. They can't keep going back to that every time. Like, they should be glad that he's doing something progressive for the community. Like, they need to just be quiet and mind their business. That's what happens when people don't got no life and nothing to do. They sit on the internet and talk mess.
Go ahead,
ain't
you, Vanessa?
Huh?
I see you going in. What do you, Vanessa?
Yes, because that just made me so mad because he's doing something good for that lady. Like, are you for real? I understand that what he did in the past was wrong. He clearly understands that it was wrong. He knew that it was wrong, and he admitted to his faults, and he's trying to, you know, change and try to be a different person. And it makes me mad that they're trying to bring him back when, like, 52,000 years ago. Like, come on now. Come on.
This is what I say. If they doing the same thing about Chris Brown, they need to do the same thing about 2 Chainz, because 2 Chainz say he gonna help a lady out, he gonna pay her rent for a whole year, and he bought her new furniture. So if they talk bad about Chris Brown, they should talk bad.
I mean, I'm saying the only reason why they're saying stuff about Chris Brown is because he's doing that for a woman that has been abused, ethically abused by her boyfriend or husband, however it went. And he did the same thing to Rihanna. So that's what they're trying to get at. They're trying to connect the dots. But I'm like, at least he's doing a good thing, though.
Can I be that lady, first of all, that 2 Chainz,
all right,
and my mama say that rip fuck that really make my holiday season?
Y'all don't even pay rent. Like, what is he talking about?
Well, my mama. Well, mortgage, whatever.
Y'all don't pay rent.
Yeah, but that's not the only celebrity who's received backlash. Aisha Curry, Steph Curry's wife, received a lot of backlash on her Twitter when she stated that basically how she dressed, that she wanted to leave stuff to the imagination, and that she never found it, well, she didn't, it wasn't her thing to, I guess, dress, you know, overly sexual, like a lot of these stars dress. And literally, people just went at her, and I totally agree with what she had to say, and I don't understand why many people backlashed her.
They were saying that she was slut shaming and stuff like that. I'm just like, no, she's right. Are you mad because she's telling you?
Yeah.
You know, leaving stuff up to the imagination is would prefer or was a good thing.
What I'm saying is these people are getting mad because of somebody else's personal preferences. First of all, this is the United States. We all have freedom of speech. If she wants to say, I want to dress like a nun, I don't want to show my ankles, that's on her. They can't be getting mad at her, trying to get cussing her out and stuff because she don't want to dress like them in booty shorts and tank tops all day. No.
I agree.
You think is that because of the music industry? Because like how Nicki Minaj and them dressing
up? Yep, that's exactly why. And that's what I'm saying. The music industry is becoming somewhere that if a woman is not showing her cleavage, showing her butt cheek and all that other stuff, she's not going to make it very far. And that's very sad. That is very sad. So I'm kind of glad that she made that statement. And anybody who's trying to go against her, clearly we see what kind of person they are.
Yeah, I agree. It's people.
Who these folks? It's just, but I do totally agree. I do think that the media is getting very overly sexual with things and about the dress. It seems like you almost can't get away from stuff like this.
French Montana said he agreed with her. French Montana said he agreed with her, but while he in Miami, he don't want to see that stuff that she had said. He said he wants to see girls in bikinis.
He childish.
I'm sure.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's a time and place for everything, though.
It is. That is so true. Time and place for everything. And I feel like a man would respect you more if you didn't show that anyway. Because think about it. If you save yourself like that for your husband, that's very, very special because it's very rare nowadays. So.
Yeah.
I love what she's doing.
Males gonna think like this. If you got like a big butt or something, they gonna want to see you like in booty shorts and stuff like that.
But they won't. that's what I'm saying. It should be for the imagination. Like he can't already be like, oh, I know what's like all that. He's gonna lose interest real quick. You gotta know, you can't just be busting everything out as soon as you meet him. Like who does that?
Yeah. So, girls, just cover it up. You ain't got to do all that. Many successful women have kept their clothes on. So, yeah. Sex, I mean, look at it. Sex doesn't always fail. Look at Adele. She didn't have the highest week sales of all time, over 3 million. And she has not taken her clothes off not one time. So,
nobody wants to see all that, first of all. I'm just saying.
But, you know, some plus size when we try to look a little bit sexy, y'all know what I'm talking about. But yeah. Anyway, guys, there's been a lot of. It's a war show. The nomination. What were you saying, Jordan?
I was going to say, what y'all think about the Kendrick Lamar Grammys? He nominated for 11.
Let me go ahead and finish. So for the Grammy Awards, like Jordan has said, Kendrick Lamar is in the lead with 11. Taylor Swift and The Weeknd are tied with 7. And I'm very happy for Kendrick Lamar. I'm so happy.
He deserves it.
Sorry.
He does. Okay, go ahead, Jordan.
Last year, Kendrick Lamar was nominee for Grammys. He ain't went out one. I think they trying to be funny this year. With him being have.
A
lot of the categories are like best rap and collaboration, so I feel like he has a great chance.
I do too. I don't think he's gonna be funny this time at least. Well, they're gonna be funny. I think he's gonna actually win something. He deserves it though.
He's so talented. And also, of course, you know, Taylor Swift, The Weeknd has been doing so great. So congratulations to The Weeknd. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Other people that are nominated include Drake, Ed Sheeran, Pharrell, Kanye West, J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, Tyrese, and Fetty Wap. I'd be happy if Fetty Wap won.
Yes. I love Fetty Wap. Like, he's coming from a far. Like, he's an inspiration to one-eyed people everywhere.
And I respect Aaron with Fetty. I feel like they really deserve their awards as well.
Yeah.
That's not the only award nomination that came out, you guys. The SAG Awards also released their nomination. I'm so happy, guys. Straight Outta Compton has been nominated, and that is really amazing.
I'm pretty sure they're going to win.
I pray to God they win because, you know, they're against some competition. They're against The Revenant, which is Leonardo DiCaprio's movie, The Big Short, which is Brad Pitt's movie. So it's a pretty intricate category, but I hope they win. I think that'll be so amazing. They should win for that.
That's the
heavy. It'll be
that
more
movie
amazing.
I don't know. You
need to see it. Also, television shows nominated Blackish, Game of Thrones, and Downton Abbey. And lastly,
they should have nominated
NAACP Awards. My girl, my queen, Janet Jackson leads with 6. The Empire cast, Weeknd, and Pharrell are all tied with 4. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, make sure you keep listening to our 12 Days of Ignite, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.